I desire your prayers. We look back into the Word. A couple of weeks ago, we had brought a couple of messages out of the first chapter of 2 Corinthians, and I'd like us to turn back over there. The message I have to share this afternoon is on the earnest of the Spirit. And it's not going to be a long message, but I hope that you can get hold of something, and maybe everybody else has had this in their hearts and minds. I will acknowledge that I had not really understood this until just recently. And I don't know if I've ever heard it talked about or not. Renee thought that faintly maybe she had. But I've been really enthused and encouraged with this little passage of Scripture and what this means. So I'd like us to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And we'll begin reading again with verse 21. And we're going to continue as the Lord leads with messages of the Spirit and on the Spirit. May not be every Sunday, but as the Lord leads with that. Said, now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Now, we already talked about and considered what it meant to have the Spirit seal us or mark us as His own. But I'd like us to focus on, it said He has given the earnest of the Spirit. Now, earnest, you know what earnest is? In the Hebrew, earnest means a pledge given to ratify a contract. So when you go to buy something, you give earnest money. Many of you have heard that term. You pay earnest money. And what you're saying is, I'm sincere about buying this. I don't have the full amount right now. If you find a car that you want to buy, you say, I don't have it right now. I'm going to have to go get the funds. But I'm sincere in my purchase, and I'm going to give you $200 in earnest money. In other words, this is still in the deal. I'm sincere in what I'm doing, and here's a down payment. So earnest money is a down payment. It's a pledge of a contract, and it is part of the price of the whole purchase. It's a part. It confirms the bargain. If you are sincere about something, that's when you give earnest money. It's the first installment, which means the rest is going to follow. Now, you hear what the Scripture said? It said He has given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. What is the Spirit in our life the earnest of? The Spirit of God is like earnest money, y'all. There's been a pledge. There's been a contract that God made with us when we came and we got saved and we gave our heart to the Lord, and then He forgave us, and then He gives us the gift of His Spirit. That is just a down payment on something better to come. The Spirit is the earnest, it's the down payment on eternal life. So when He says He has given us the earnest of the Spirit, it was a sealing or a pledging of what He was going to give us in eternal life. God gives to us the influence of His Spirit. He gives us the blessings of the covenant of through redemption. But keep in mind, Acts in the second chapter, 38th verse, Peter said, repent and be baptized, and ye shall receive what? The gift of the Holy Spirit. So you repent and are baptized, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That was a gift to all the children of God. So this issue of receiving the Holy Spirit has been overcomplicated by the enemy. It is a gift that God gives to us. When we have been forgiven of our sins and we follow through in obedience in baptism, the Lord wants to give us the gift of the Holy Spirit. That was the full plan of redemption, was to receive that gift. But this Holy Spirit in being given to us is the children of God. It's earnest money. See, God has accepted us as His children. We came, we presented ourselves, and He says, you're my children, I'm giving you of my Spirit, I'm giving you some of myself to work in you, to enjoy life, to have power and blessings, but it's a down payment on something better to come, which is eternal life. And we're going to back that up with Scripture. But what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is not what? It's not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, earnest money, a down payment, a pledge, over in Romans 14:17. Kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not temporal. It's not earthly, but it's righteousness and it's peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So if we do not possess the Holy Spirit this afternoon, we're never going to experience the blessings of righteousness in this life. We're never going to experience the real peace. When we're justified, there's a great peace that comes into our heart. But we will never experience the fullness of peace that God has for us until we've received of the Holy Spirit. So if you want to enjoy the blessings of God in this life, we must receive the Holy Spirit first. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Well, that's a gift to the children of God, but I couldn't help but think about the songwriter that said, "Oh, what a foretaste of what? Of glory divine." This is my story. That's blessed assurance, isn't it? Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. What is it a foretaste of? It's a foretaste of something better to come. That's the earnest of the Spirit. When we get saved and we come back and say, "Lord, I need more. There's something missing. I need something." He gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit, and it's a down payment on what we're going to experience in eternity in heaven. It's the earnest of the Spirit. It's a down payment. Oh, what a foretaste of glories divine. The Spirit of God in us is a pledge of something better to come. And people that never receive the Holy Spirit, and they're always struggling, they're always trying to do better in their own strength, that's miserable. But when we have the Holy Spirit in our life, we can labor, see, to enter into His rest because we have ceased from our own. Now it's not me trying to be so good. Now my labor is about dying out to self, saying, "Lord, I want You to work in my life." It's not my own righteousness. So anything good that comes out of our life, it's not because of me. It's because this is what the Lord is doing in my life. There's great rest in that. My heart goes out to people that don't have the Holy Spirit today. And I believe there are a lot of people in Church of God communities, if you will, that do not have the Holy Spirit. And they're continually struggling. We're always going to have temptation. We're always going to have battles. There's going to be tears of life, but there is joy in the presence of God. How do I experience the presence of God? The greatest way I can experience it in this life is through the agency of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord told us scripturally here, He said He's given us the earnest of the Spirit. So when you enjoy the peace and the righteousness of the Holy Spirit in our life, I want you to remember, while we talk about the power of the Spirit and the leadership of the Spirit, it's also the earnest of the Spirit. It's just a down payment of something better to come. So I want to close with one more scripture. Ephesians chapter 1 in the 13th verse. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. He said, "But now in Christ Jesus," I'm sorry, in the wrong chapter. Chapter 1 verse 13. "In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." Now remember, we already brought a message on that. Sealed by the Spirit. We have been marked, we have been identified, and we have been kept by the Holy Spirit. It's an identity issue. He marks us. We're no longer of sin, we're no longer of self, we're no longer of the world, but we've been sealed with His Spirit. We've been marked. But He didn't stop there. He said, "Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory." We've been sealed with His Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance. There we go. We're not building the doctrine out of one verse. Here we go again. The earnest of the Spirit. He is a down payment of the sincerity of God to bring you to heaven. So when you have the Holy Spirit and you're experiencing Him working in your life and He's there ministering and giving you peace, I want you to remember there is great joy in knowing this is just a little taste of something that's better to come. And God says, you're my children, and here's a pledge. Here's my promise to you. Here's my spirit. But one of these days, we're going to have a great inheritance. Kind of like mom and dad giving you some of your inheritance before they die. Say, here I have all this wealth laid up, and that may not be your case. But if it were, said, I'd just like to share some of that for you to enjoy life right now. That's what God has done for us. He loves us. He cares about us. He wants us to be at peace in this life. We don't have to wait till we die to be at peace or to have the righteousness of God. We can have it in this life, and it is through the earnest of the Spirit. I want us to remember He's a down payment, which is the earnest of our inheritance. In other words, it was the first payment. That's what earnest money is. It's the first payment. It's the down payment. And it said He's the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession under the praise of His glory. The earnest of the Spirit will seal us. It will keep us. He will protect us. He will empower us until the day comes that we receive the fullness of His blessings in eternal life. So it's been very inspirational to me to start thinking about the earnest of the Spirit. It was just a down payment on something so much better to come. So I'd like to encourage you all to enjoy the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let Him work in your life, but remember, it's just the earnest money. It's just the down payment. It's His pledge to us. And we can know that He has something so much better laid up for us in eternal life when we will forever be with the Lord. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more death, no more temptation, no more battles, no more people problems, no more financial problems, no more family difficulties, no more physical issues. I want to go. I mean, it's looking good. It's looking good, but while I look forward to that day to come, I am thankful this morning, this afternoon, to have the earnest of the Spirit to give me victory and peace right now in this life. Amen.